the University of New South Wales and Redfern Legal Centre have today launched a report which examines the transparency and appropriateness of police strip search powers in New South Wales. They are calling for immediate amendments to be enacted in the Law Enforcement Act, saying that it is failing to provide New South Wales police officers with clear guidelines on conducting this intrusive, humiliating and invasive procedure. Samantha Lee is the solicitor and head of police accountability for the Redfern Legal Centre. She told The Wire's Jared McLaughlin why this report raises many concerns about the effectiveness of strip searches.
We've seen an increase in clients who have been subjected to humiliating and an invasive and what we believe is an unlawful strip search. Police are struggling to clearly understand the law and to understand their powers as required on the ground.
Are these strip searches unlawful or are they illegal within the context of the current state legislation?
We're finding, and the report has found, that a large percentage of strip searches being conducted are unlawful because police are struggling to understand what a strip search is. For example, some police may not categorise looking down a woman's top into her breast area or pulling out someone's pants and looking down into their genital area as a strip search. But if you look closely at the law, that would be categorised as a strip search. However, if police don't see that as a strip search, it means that they don't apply the safeguards, and it means that a male officer is sometimes looking down a woman's top without offering her the safeguards of a strip search.
In the report, there were 12 recommendations that have been put forward by the researchers to amend the Law Enforcement Powers and Responsibilities Act 2002. Could you be able to describe to me quickly what some of those recommendations are?
Yes, well, firstly, we want the law to define serious and urgent, and we want that only to include if police have reasonable grounds that a person is supplying drugs or that there may be a concern for safety. For example, the person is reasonably suspicious of having a weapon on them. We don't believe strip searches should be used or were intended to be used for the purpose of personal drug possession. We also want for a strip search of a child to only be conducted after a court has ordered this to occur. We also don't want people to be able to consent to a strip search. We want police to be able to make out the test before a strip search can be conducted.
Samantha Lee, solicitor and head of police accountability for the Redfern Legal Centre, ending that conversation with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.